Hey, cashiers. We Have the Receipts podcast is coming at you live from Netflix is a Joke Fest in Los Angeles.
Chris, are you kidding?
No, Netflix is a joke, Courtney, but this is not one of them. Our listeners in LA have the chance to join us for a live recording of our podcast, We Have the Receipts, hosted by me, Chris Burns.
And me, Courtney Revolution.
Join us and a few surprise guests from your favorite Netflix reality shows on Saturday, May 4th at 1 p.m. at a secret location in Hollywood.
To be announced.
Get your tickets for the We Have the Receipts live show at tudum.com/WHTR. That's Tudum, TUDUM.com/WHTR.
Tickets are limited. If you can't make it to the show, we still want to hear your beautiful voice. Leave us a message at speakpipe.com/WeHaveTheReceipts.
You may even hear your own voice on the show.
Grab a ticket at tudum.com/WHTR.
And we'll see you on May 4th in Los Angeles. Bye, cashiers.
I'm actually on the waters this evening. I don't want to start proceedings off on a bum note, but I had a situation recently. I don't want to say intervention because that's a strong word, but no, basically some of my friends took me aside and they said that they were worried that I drink too much. And I was like, shit, I'm going to have to do something about that. And I'm proud to say that as of last week, I have just celebrated 6 months of not seeing them. 12 steps away from those losers! I read an article recently. Why do I say that? I read an article. I saw a TikTok. And the TikTok said that red wine actually has quite a lot of health benefits. So, yeah. that was definitely an alcoholic, not a doctor, cheering in the back there. To be fair, that is when you know that you drink too much, is when you've got a health benefit for your alcoholic beverage of choice. I think over the years, I may have collected one for every drink. Let's put it to the test tonight, right? Shout out some of your favorite alcoholic beverages. I'll try to give you health benefits for them. Okay, vodka in low amounts could lower your cholesterol. Okay, white wine has ellagic acid in it, which is good for your circulation. Jaeger bombs keep you alert if you're driving late at night. take one more. Stella, fuck you, Stella, in his string vest. I'll take you through all of the beers because I heard Guinness over there as well. Right, so Stella is a lager which has riboflavin in it, which is good for the production of red blood cells. You said Guinness, which is a stout, which has iron in it, which helps with your immune system. And craft IPAs help you tell which one of your friends is a bellend. That's the big trend these days, though, isn't it? It's all of this non-alcoholic booze which you see everywhere. I'll tell you what, it's gone too far. The other day, I saw for sale a bottle of non-alcoholic Sambuca. Who the fuck is buying non-alcoholic Sambuca? Newsflash, no one in the history of the world has ever ordered a Sambuca when they haven't been completely shit-faced. No one is drinking Buca for its wonderful flavor profile. It's not a beverage, it's a forfeit. It's the most minging drink in existence. It tastes like Bertie Bassett's ball sack. It's so gross, its only serving suggestion is on fire. There is no other drink on the market that they do that with. Oh, sommelier, could I get a bottle of the 1986 Cabernet Sauvignon, please? Oh, no, don't decant it. Just rack it up, chuck in a couple of coffee beans and torch the fucker. Sambuca is so gross that you could go on a night out, you could get so annihilated that you end up picking a fight with a revolving door, getting chucked out of a nightclub for defecating into a lady's handbag, and then wanking off a tramp behind a wheelie bin. You would still wake up the following morning, and the thing that you most regret from the night before is that you drank Sambuca. It's crazy. We got non-alcoholic booze now. We've got Beyond Meat, vaping. They are taking away our vices. I called my drug dealer the other day. He offered me something called I Can't Believe It's Not Cocaine.
Stream Jack Whitehall, Settle Down, only on Netflix.